This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
61 people are now known dead in Florida after Hurricane Ian's devastation. The storm killed 4 other people in North Carolina. They're still rescuing people in Florida, like Joe Conforti on Pine Island.
The water was at least 8 to 10 feet high for sure, and there was 4-foot waves in the streets, and the water just kept pounding the house, and we watched boats, houses, we watched everything just go flying by. We've lost so much at this point.
Rescuing people and getting power back on are priorities.
There's a lot of work left to do.
Florida's Senator Rick Scott on NBC's Meet the Press.
They're trying to get the power back on, make sure your phones work. But the biggest thing right now is just continuing to make sure we find everybody, and anybody that needs help, they get to the hospital, get whatever care they need.
Also on Meet the Press, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
I want to get down on the ground, see for myself what the impacts are, and talk to people and hear what they're struggling with and what they think their needs are going to be.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden will visit Florida on Wednesday. He'll be in Puerto Rico today to see the damage from Hurricane Fiona, which hit there 2 weeks ago. A Russian-run smuggling operation has stolen hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Ukrainian grain. This according to an investigation by the AP and the PBS series Frontline. Legal experts say this could be a war crime. Moscow calls the allegations false and baseless. The Swedish scientist Svante Paabo has just won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discoveries on human evolution. His research compared the genome of modern humans and our relatives, the Neanderthals and Denisovans. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The horror movie Smile is the top box office draw this week. I'm Margie Zarletta with the latest.
The worst smile I've ever seen.
Smile, about a therapist who thinks she's losing her mind, is number one for movie ticket sales. It brought in $22 million its first weekend, according to studio estimates. Don't Worry Darling drops to second place, with The Woman King in third. The gay romantic comedy Bros debuts in fourth place. The re-release of Avatar is number 5.
The AP's Margie Zarletta reporting. Doctors have a message for vaccine-weary Americans. Don't skip your flu shot this fall. An older American should ask for a special extra-strength kind. The flu hit historically low levels during the COVID pandemic, but experts say it may be poised for a comeback. Flu is most dangerous for those, including those 65 and older. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.